Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
A 140-year-old rugby club is under threat this evening because it's unable to renew its public liability insurance. Members of the Athy Rugby Club received a letter yesterday from the Honorary Secretary, Brendan Conroy. The letter said, among other things, that unless the club receives a financially viable offer, it will have to close with effect from midnight on Monday, December 9th. I'm joined by Mary O'Connor, who's the CEO of the Federation of Irish Sport. It's an umbrella group for 75 national sporting governing bodies, and also by Peter Boland, who's director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform. Thank you both for joining us. Peter Boland, you've seen this letter as well. I mean, they're saying they've worked with multiple brokers, they've trawled the market for them, and so far all insurers have declined to quote for a public liability policy for the club. What do you think about that?
Well, it's very distressing, Mary, for the club, the volunteers, the hundreds of kids who are involved in it. But it's not an isolated development. In recent months, we've seen similar news from the operators of climbing walls, from mountain bikers, triathletes, soccer referees in the frame as well, tug of war, swimming pools, community centres. It's developing right across sport, and Mary will give you a deeper insight into that. But the thing that is particularly distressing from our point of view is that while this is happening, reform is happening at a glacial pace. And we're very much in the latter days of the current government. And after 3 years of huffing and puffing, there's a real chance that this government will fall without having done anything substantial from an insurance reform point of view.
And Mary, Brendan Conroy and the club is not speaking this evening, but as we understand it, you know, the club, they have 500 members, one of the few nationally. They field teams at all age grades, from under 7 up, teams at mini level, under 8, under 12 boys teams, and internationals and under 20s, and all the way up along. As Peter is saying to us, this is not an isolated case.
Unfortunately not. The Federation of Irish Sport actually represent 107 sporting bodies in the country, including local sports partnerships, and they represent about 14,000 clubs across the island of Ireland. We did a research earlier this year with Investec, and there's 450,000 volunteers volunteer for sport in this country. It's an estimated worth of 1.1 billion to the economy, the work that volunteers complete. And this situation that has arisen in Athy, I have no doubt, could be replicated across the island of Ireland when insurance premiums are up for renewal in the new year across all the sports. So it is a huge concern. We've been working hard to try and ensure that this case is brought to government level along with our colleagues in the Alliance for Insurance Reform. But I think it's really important, Mary, to state that these people, in like Brendan and Athy, are volunteers. Mm-hmm. They're taking on this role as a volunteer. And this stress and this strain, community sport exists in this country because of the people like Brendan Conroy. And that is under threat. They're finding it more and more difficult for volunteers to take up roles in communities because of situations like this. On one hand, you have the National Sports Policy, which is our map for sport development in the country over the next 10 years. But on the other hand, then we have a situation beyond like this where insurance is causing sport and physical activity not to happen. And that is a huge concern for all our members and for the general public as well.
But the thing is here, Peter, they can't even get a quote. It's not like even they're being given a quote that they can't meet because it's way above what the club could afford. Here we have a situation. They've trawled. Their people have trawled through the insurance industry and nobody will quote them.
No, and we've seen a commentary on that from the minister responsible, Michael Darcy. There just does not appear to be an appetite among insurers for what you might describe as marginal areas. This is not at the core of Irish industry. And our members are all SMEs, voluntary groups, community groups, charities, sports organisations. And they're really struggling to get engagement from insurers. And the insurers have made it very clear that whilst damages are awarded at the level that they are in Ireland, which is unprecedented on a European level, that it's very unlikely that they're going to be interested again.
But is that the case here in relation to Athy? I heard reported earlier that there may have been one claim and another claim outstanding. But when you run a club, a big sporting club with, I don't know, do they have recreational facilities, a bar and facilities for club members? I'm sure they do. But, you know, that's why you have insurance, isn't it?
It is, but the issue, and there are several issues on this, but I'll go back to that whole thing about damages. Mm. This is not specific to Athy, because as Mary has already alluded to, we're going to see this at an increasing level in the new year. We're getting this from all types of different sectors that they're struggling to get cover. And like it goes back to a very worrying narrative that we've been getting over the last while, where there's still that sense around, after all the coverage over the last 18 months or so, that, you know, when you sue somebody, it comes out of some big pot that an insurance company has hidden away. But the reality when you sue a volunteer-led club is that you're suing your neighbours, and your neighbours can't afford the kind of levels of awards that are being handed out in Ireland.
What is, I don't know, can either of you answer this, Peter or Mary, what is an average premium, could you say, for a club like Athy? Mary, would you know?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't, but what I will say is we surveyed our members in May of this year. And in the last 5 years, 97% of our members have said that their insurance had gone up by 45%. In four instances, we had that insurance, the annual cost for insurance was 20 to 40% of the annual budget, which is a huge statistic. We actually had one member where their insurance had increased by 108% in the last 5 years. And that's going to be transferred down towards the clubs. And taking up the point regarding clubs and their insurance, what's happening is if clubs are trying to meet their insurance costs, it's a knock-on effect to the member or to the sure. ordinary general public. And that's my huge concern, because, you know, rural Ireland has been decimated by, you know, post office closures and so on. And now you would see that the sporting club is the focal point of any community. And now that those clubs are under threat.
20 to 40% is not viable. What is viable, Peter?
Like we've seen increases to the scale of 100% and more over the last few years. It has got to get back to a sustainable level. I mean, I'm involved in clubs myself where, you know, they can handle $2,000 or $3,000 for an average size club, because they have the fundraising capability to do that. Yeah. But when you see premium bills coming in at $10,000, $15,000, and $20,000, there's two things happen. First of all, a lot of clubs don't have the capacity to go back and look for additional money off their members to get that, because very often they're only getting 15 to 20 days yeah. notice. The other issue then is that on an ongoing level, that's drawing money out of the club, out of development, out of sending development officers into the schools, out of doing infrastructural work in the club. So clubs, as they're adjusting to these new levels, will automatically go into decline, because they just cannot afford yeah. to sustain
there,
it.
There is something else, Mary, that all the emphasis at the moment is on the scale of the awards that are made. Claims, many of them are genuine claims. And there's no focus really on the insurance industry that is really now kind of holding the country to ransom on these insurance premiums.
Well, to be fair, the Book of Quantum and the Judicial Review, that legislation has come to pass, but we need the Book of Quantum reviewed at this stage, and that's what's holding things up.
And that is promised.
That is promised, but as Peter alluded to earlier on in the conversation, it's taking too long. It's at an extreme stage at the moment. But to come in terms of the sporting infrastructure in the country, the government on one hand is handing out money for a small-scale and large-scale sports capital, which is welcome and it's needed. But you're going to come to a situation where you have facilities around this country that can't get insurance. And also you're going to have facilities that were built with public monies that people will be slow to let other entities or communities into them to use because of the cost of insurance.
A final brief question, Peter, please. Are there many insurance companies that cover sport and sporting clubs in this country?
No, and they're decreasing by the day, unfortunately, because as
How
I said
many?
Initially, the appetite isn't there. I couldn't give you a definite figure, but certainly we've only come across 5 or 6. Okay. At this stage that are still willing to. And going back to the point that you raised very briefly, Mary,
yeah.
there is an incredible onus on insurers now to start making commitments, because there's whilst the pace of change has been so slow and so disappointing from our point of view, it will happen in due course. And what we want to know from insurers is, when these reforms come through, what is the scale of the reductions that you are going to give us? Because we can't plan at the moment, because okay. there's so little knowledge on what the landscape is going to look like in
all
two,
right.
3 or
Peter
5 years.
Boland, thank you very much. Mary O'Connor, thank you.